killed him? What caused his death?
Or can you tell me what he died?
What did he die with?
And then the body is taken to the undertaker, is treated, and then put in a
casket.
Well, this isn't a very good subject in this particular day.
Well, that's fine.
And then it's taken to the church for the
Funeral.
Then it is finally taken to the
cemetery.
And the widow wearing black is said to be
in mourning.
And to cheer her up, someone will say everything will be all right, so just there's no need to
grieve.
Grieve, or if she's concerned about the future, you tell her.
No need to worry.
Diseases now, afflictions. When your joints get stiff and sore, you say you have
rheumatism.
And in the hands, sometimes some people, the knuckles will swell and become immobilized.
Arthritis.
It's a miserable thing.
It is. We have a friend that has that. She's possibly 30, 35 years old, and she can't hardly do her own housework.
Yes.
She's in misery constantly.
She'd better get out of this climate. There used to be a disease that sometimes reached epidemic proportions in children where there would be a membrane form in the throat.
Diphtheria, is that what you have reference to?
And the disease where the patient turns yellow?
Scarlet fever or yellow fever? Yellow jaundice?
That's the one. And the affliction where you have a sharp pain in the right side?
Appendicitis.
Do you know what that was called in the early days?
Yes, I've heard it called appendicitis.
Appendicitis?
Appendicitis, I've heard that. Older people call it that. Appendicitis.
Another one of those unsavory ones. Sometimes you eat something that doesn't agree with you, and your stomach just churns and churns and churns, and you say you're a little sick.
Sick at your stomach.
And you're afraid that you might have to
vomit.
If if the sheriff came to the door and delivered the information that he would go fishing with you this afternoon, and your mother-in-law said to you, did he bring you something? You'd say, no, he just came. Why?
Came to tell me.
And if children are misbehaving, you say, you better stop that or I'll
have you. Thank you.
If a boy comes to see a girl with flowers and candy, you say he's doing what?
I don't know. Treating her?
Well, let's say he's quite fond of her.
Showing his affections on her.
And then he would be her
suitor, in fact.
And she would be his would you say he's courting her, or